The 2020 race continues to heat up as another Democratic hopeful makes it official today. Cardi B announcing that she is running for president. She is taking questions from reporters right now.
Why are you the best, capable, strongest Democrat to defeat Donald Trump?
Now, I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job, but this shit is really fucking serious, bro. This shit is crazy. Like, our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a fucking wall. And we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action.
As you launch your campaign, the government remains partially shut down. What would you see as the path forward?
I don't know what type of action, bitch, because this is not what I do. But, bitch, I'm scared. This is crazy. And I really feel bad for these people that gotta go to fucking work to not get motherfucking paid.
It's all in
your
history has been made since Donald J. Trump was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. And now you can own a piece of it with Great Moments in Trump History commemorative plates.
I have a lesson, Lorna. You will be the envy of family and friends thanks to these priceless works of art highlighting all of our president's most unforgettable moments. Relive all the glory. When our president triumphantly ascends the stairs of Air Force One with toilet paper on his shoe. Trump and Vladimir Putin's first kiss. Feel the president looking directly at the sun during a solar eclipse. And everyone's favorite. Our president proudly posing with hundreds of hamburgers.
This shit is really fucking serious, bro. This shit is crazy. Like, our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a fucking wall. And we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action.
As you launch your campaign, the government remains partially shut down. What would you see as the path forward?
I don't know what type of action, bitch, because this is not what I do. But, bitch, I'm scared. This is crazy. And I really feel bad for these people that gotta go to fucking work to not get motherfucking paid.
A number of Democrats believe that the president has already committed impeachable offenses. Would you support impeachment?
Yeah, bitch!
Presidents could do whatever they wanted. They let JFK build his airport. They let Lincoln build his town cars. This view is incredible. I can see the National Mall, the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial. Wait, why can't I see the White House? Where's the White House? Oh, look, it's some TSA agents, and they're waving. And now they're holding up one finger to say, we're number one. How nice. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Oh, Nancy Pelosi, why do you have to go and make things so complicated? I can't believe BuzzFeed told everyone I lied. I hate BuzzFeed.
Same 22-karat gold trim used on the president's commode. But, like members of the Trump administration, this offer won't last. Make these incredible keepsakes yours for 7 easy payments of only $29.98. If you call in the next 4 seconds, you'll receive the Sean Spicer Pizza Slicer absolutely free. Do the right thing. Pick up a Jitterbug phone and call now.
Have your credit card ready and call 1-800-720-0622. You won't regret it. That I can tell you. No refunds, no fatties. Operators are sitting by. Call now.
Available at Walgreens.
A presidency under siege. A commander-in-chief who would destroy the Western alliance. A president who may be a Russian agent. Personally confiscate.
We interrupt this big fat hoax to bring you
unbelievable vehicles invading America. Huge, powerful 4x4s, a billion times stronger, bigger, faster than anything in the Border Patrol arsenal. These unbelievable vehicles turn left, right through the heart of God-fearing capitalist America. Even worse than the bloodthirsty coyotes who drive these 4x4s is the tape, blue tape. Incredibly strong blue tape that binds the innocent and very attractive women held in the backseat by blue tape.
I was the bonus Jonas. Look, there's Melania. Wonder where she's going and why she has so many bags and why she's running so fast. Wait, she's escaping. Melania!
Very much for being here this morning. Do you regret going that far in your comments on Monday?
Not at all. We've got to have an opportunity for at least one day a year to have a candid, if sometimes uncomfortable, conversation about race. It seems to me that we can't have that conversation on Valentine's Day. We can't have that conversation on St. Patrick's Day. It's perhaps appropriate for us to be able to have that difficult discussion on MLK Day, when we're celebrating the life and legacy of a champion for racial and social justice.
Yes, but you called the president the Grand Wizard.
Giuliani stepped in it on Sunday when he seemed to confirm that despite repeated denials, Donald Trump was negotiating a building project with the Kremlin during the entire 2016 presidential campaign. Well, last night, Rudy tried to call backsies in a New Yorker interview, but it got off to a weird start when Rudy told the reporter he had only a minute before getting into the shower. Oh, no. They've made me picture Rudy in the shower. Oh, and he's soaping up.
Somebody once asked Donald Trump, how do you handle being at the center of all of this media attention, the whirlwind around you? How do you weather the storm? And he looked up and he said, I am the storm.
Country is in a hellhole right now. Oh, for a fucking war.
On a Trump International golf course. Without the wall, these vehicles are coming to get you, your job, and your women. Unbelievable vehicles brought to you by Trump Co.'s Unbelievable Fever Dreams.
Meaning of the KKK. That's the language of the KKK. You think the president of the United States is connected to the KKK? He's a Klansman?
Absolutely. I did use a colorful phrase, but it did capture a troubling pattern of racially insensitive and outrageous at times behavior that spans not months, not years, but decades. In the 1970s, it was the Trump Organization sued by the Nixon Justice Department for racial discrimination against Black and Latino housing applicants. In the 1980s, it was Donald Trump that led the lynch mob that went after the Central Park Five Black and Latino teenagers who were wrongfully accused, wrongfully convicted, wrongfully imprisoned for a crime they did not commit.
Yeah.
For 5 years, it was Donald Trump that perpetrated the racist lie that Barack Obama was not born in the United States of America,
yes,
which was designed to delegitimize our nation's first Black president.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You folks are in here. Place is packed. There are lines that go back six blocks. There is such love in this country for everything we stand for. You saw that on Election Day. And you're going to see it more and more. So we're all part of this very historic movement, a movement the likes of which, actually, the world has never seen before.
Tonight, oh, my I'm God, it's happening. I'm doing it. I am calmly reading from a teleprompter. So presidential. Crisis of the heart. I am the best president addresser ever. I haven't even shouted rapists yet. This is amazing. I can still scare people with my horror stories about illegals, but I'm using my big boy inside voice.
Often the move is to say, you're making a comparison to Hitler. It's not a perfect comparison, and therefore, let's throw all of history out. Whereas what I would say is, of course, the comparison's not perfect. No comparison's ever perfect. History doesn't repeat. But history is this huge resource of patterns. It's this huge resource of structures. It's a way to try to get your bearings in a moment like the present one, where we're not really sure what's going on.
Campaign, the government remains partially shut down. What would you see as the path forward?
I don't know what type of action, bitch, because this is not what I do, but bitch, I'm scared. This is crazy, and I really feel bad for these people that gotta go to fucking work to not get motherfucking paid.
WCOML PFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. What's up, y'all? This is Dr. Furious, Furious George Show. We are rocking out here Thursday nights as we do every Thursday as part of this micro-powered, fun, non-commercial, truly publicly based public radio for reals. We're doing this as part of WCOM and this cool team of micro-powered broadcasters here for a while. So if you want to learn about our old shows, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. All the old stuff's up there. We also post their stuff on A Info's Radio, where some of our friends all around the country pull in some of those shows and broadcast them some other places. You can always check us out here live Thursday nights. Give us a call, 919-246-9639. And then we will also be throwing in some cool new local music and some fun new underground hip-hop. Got some stuff, G Jones, we're going to be playing, and I just can't help playing some of that backing it up stuff. It's too much fun. And then we also, of course, have the important issues to focus on. So we're going to impeach the MF-er. So that just brings us to the point that I should let you know the show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. So listener discretion is advised. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey, throwing out some shouts to DJ Ace Master Ace and DJ Charlie Char. Of course, say go to WCOMFM.org. You can learn about all the other DJs that come in here and have fun. This incredible studio we owe. So thanks to all those folks that make this happen and all the other folks who put all the great stuff into this great little studio, and keep on doing what you're doing. We're going to go after this effort.
love the rain. It reminds me of Stormy. Hush money!
Made me picture Rudy in the shower. Oh, and he's soaping up. Oh. Wow, he waxes. That was nice. Giuliani claimed that when he said Trump was directly involved with Trump Tower Moscow conversations, he wasn't being literal. He was, quote, being a lawyer. What I was talking about was, if he had those conversations, that would not be criminal. He didn't have the conversations. Lawyers argue in the alternative.
Fuck it all the way up. Dust it down, turn around, fuck it all the way up. Bust it down, turn around. Let's get it straight, girl. You don't need a nigga for nothing. Looking better every day, you got that Benjamin Button. Claiming he don't got a girl, you know niggas be frontin'. You don't need no bitch coming up to you as a woman. Ayy, and you a boss, so you hate when niggas waste time. You too pretty to be paused on the FaceTime. Damn, I'm just stating the facts. You hate that like you hate when niggas tell you relax.
The fuck you mean relax?
You want something more than just physical. Word. It been a while since you met someone original. Word. You spend your time drinking wine in your living room. All that good pussy can't find the one to give it to.
What?
It's a shame. You see me, see the squad, it's a game. You see him, it's a bum, it's a lame. But it's a difference between me and what's his name. I swear to God, word to
Mace.
I'ma drink this Henny to the face. Fuck a condom, I'ma bring some rain rap. I can't let no backing it up. I'm the king of talking shit, then backing it up. Hey, backing it up. Throw that shit over here, girl, that's what it's for.
What you say?
You know how to go and get a bag, don't you? You know how to make a bitch mad, don't you? Make your ex wanna get it back, that's a fact. Say a lot of for the bitches in the back, hey.
I know how to go and get a bag, don't I? I know how to get a bitch mad, don't I? Make my ex wanna get it back.
The president has already committed
impeachable offenses.
Would you support
him? Yeah, bitch. Shit, then I'm backing it up. Yeah, backing it up. Throw that money over here, nigga. That's what the fuck. Said I was getting some head. Ran down on a bitch. She almost pissed on her leg. Bitches think they fucking with me. Must be sick in the head. Why don't you chill with the beef and get some chicken instead? Got the crown, shut it down. Had it hype up in the six. Be a sin. You should call me Cinnamon. Cardi B, bad bitch. Those is fucking synonyms. We see who winning. We see who got it. You see I'm still in the bank making deposits. You see who switched up sides and who was solid. You see who stuck to the code and who forgot it. Talk about it, bitch.
You know how to go and get a bag, don't you? You know how to make a bitch mad, don't you? Make your ex wanna get it back. That's a fact. Say a lot of for the bitches in the back.
I know how to go and get a bag, don't I? I know how to get a bitch mad, don't I? Make my ex wanna get it back. That's a fact. Say a lot of for the bitches in the back.
Backing it up. I'm the king of talking shit, then backing it up. Hey, back. Backing it up. Throw that shit over here, girl. That's what it's for.
What you say?
Oh, and instead of a big, beautiful concrete wall, the Democrats told me they want a steel wall. Did I say that out loud? I think I did. Anyway, it'll be great for the steel industry, I just know it. Maybe I can say the Democrats agreed to a wall made of coal, too. Anything is possible. All I know is Mexico, drug addicts, and my new trade deal will pay for the wall. I am just the humanitarian to fix the humanitarian crisis I created on the border. It's just terrible what we've had to do to those kids down there. Okay, now, Hold it. Don't shout animals or infest our country now. Definitely don't say shithole
they
countries.
Were one of the
not the right time.
Liberal
okay, presidential.
So help me God.
Trump filed the paperwork for the Trump 2020 re-election campaign. Within days, he went right back to holding rallies.
Keep America great! Exclamation point.
And campaigning for an 8-year presidency.
Unless they give me an extension for the presidency.
These are what I call trial balloons. You throw out an idea that previously was unthinkable.
4 years, 8 years, or as you know, FDR, in one case, 16 years. Should we go back to 16 years? Should we do that? Congressman, can we have that extended?
Unthinkable in democracy or unthinkable for human rights reasons.
She is a great gentleman. He's now president for life. President for life. No, he's great. He's great. Hey, look, he was able to do that. I think it's great. Maybe we'll have to give that a shot someday.
They float these ideas. They get them out there. And then the press does its job for him.
President Trump offering his congratulations to Turkey's President Erdogan for winning a referendum that grants him sweeping new powers.
Picks them up, amplifies them, circulates, and then it becomes a thing.
You know, the last time I jokingly said that, 16 years, the papers started saying, he's got despotic tendencies. Now, I'm not looking to do it. Unless you want to do it, that's okay.
And it becomes part of the discourse.
He's got despotic tendencies. He's got despotic tendencies.
Half of all Republicans in a poll said they would agree to postpone the 2020 election if President Trump asked them to.
52% of Republicans would support postponing the 2020 election if Trump proposed it. Oh, and he hasn't even proposed it.
People do think, well, we have this democracy. We've had it for over 200 years. It's not going anywhere.
But that's so bogus. That's just not true, Michael. We've had a democracy since circa 1970. I mean, if black people can't vote, it's not really democracy. If women can't vote, it's not really democracy. Democracy, I mean, I love the fact that I live in a country which is more democratic than others. But I will say that democracy in America is an aspiration.
This con man walk around town.
Be careful, son. I can sue you.
How about it, Sheriff? When are you going to put the lid on?
What for?
Well, stealing is stealing, whether you do it with a gun or a mouthful of mealy words.
I don't intend to sit here and be insulted, Sheriff. If your people don't want my help, I can go elsewhere.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Trump. He don't talk for the rest of us.
Since the sheriff wouldn't stop Trump, Hobie had to find somebody who would. Sheriff Chet Farrow was the gun law and helper, and Judge Clement was the book law.
Are you here about Trump?
Yes, sir. What are you going to do about him?
What do you want me to do?
Stop him.
From what?
From taking the town.
Can you prove that that's what he has in mind?
Well, it's obvious.
But can you prove it? In order to arrest him, the sheriff has to have a charge. And Trump hasn't given him a thing to go on.
Well, there's got to be some way to stop him.
Well, if there is, I don't know it. It's a funny thing.
Sir?
When we were kids, we were all afraid of the dark. And we grew up, and we weren't afraid anymore, but it's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.
Only had checked the town. The people were ready to believe. Like sheep, they ran toward the slaughterhouse. And waiting for them was the high priest of fraud.
I am the only one. Trust me. I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
What do we do? How do we save ourselves?
You ask, how do you build that wall? You ask, and I'm here to tell you.
You're a liar, Trump. There's not going to be any rain of fire.
Can you deny the meteorites will come? Can you deny the comet?
Well, it's not going to happen the way you say it is. Aren't you going to stay for the fireworks? Huh? Looks like you're going to go before everything's done.
I've done all I can for Talpa.
Figure it's time for me to be moving on.
Between people in the campaign.
Yes,
I have no idea if I have not. I said the President of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence the President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
Let's play that first part one more time for the people in the back.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign.
There you are, and I don't think I have to tell you why. The president has repeatedly, if not incessantly at times, claimed that there was no collusion, not just by him, but by anyone on his campaign.
There is no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians.
No collusion whatsoever?
There has been no collusion, no collusion. There's no collusion, and there is no collusion. I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. It has been determined that there is no collusion. When they have no collusion, and nobody's found any collusion,
there was no collusion with Russia. You can believe this one.
With me, nothing. No collusion, no nothing.
To say it one time again, and I say it all the time, there was no collusion.
Everybody knows there was no collusion whatsoever. They have found no collusion, and they won't find collusion.
And those are just the sound bites. Of course, there are print interviews, and there are a lot of tweets, many, many tweets, where the president explicitly says that his campaign did not collude. We have Joseph Marino. He is a former DOJ.
TV magic going on. Thank you. Let's bring in Peter Garrett, author of The Front Matrix, Inside Robert Mueller's FBI and the War on Terror, and legal analyst Ellie Honig. So let me start with you, Ellie. These two reports, back to back, they seem to reinforce each other, do they not?
Yeah, they do. And the common theme on it with these reports is obstruction, right? Efforts to keep the truth from coming to light. The New York Times tells us about the efforts the FBI opened a counterintel investigation because they believed and feared that Trump fired Comey to prevent him from digging into the Russia case. The Washington Post tells us about Trump's efforts to seize the notes and to tell the interpreter, keep quiet, again, to keep the truth from coming to light. And on top of all that, we are about to begin the confirmation hearings for William Barr as Attorney General, which is the number one job in this country responsible for bringing truth to light. And the problem with William Barr is he sent this long memo to DOJ unsolicited 6 months ago where he attacks not Robert Mueller generally. He doesn't say everything Mueller's doing is crazy, but specifically the obstruction of justice investigation. He calls it fatally misconceived, and earlier Barr had said that the obstruction investigation is asinine. He said that to the Hill. So our senators really need to dig into that and say, is this how you view the obstruction investigation? Do you stand by your own words? And they really cannot accept mealy-mouthed, dodgy, coached-up, lawyered-up answers.
Let me talk to you about Barr here more in just a second, but as you just put it very nicely, all in one package, it does show that obstruction is a big piece, potentially, of Mueller's investigation. Garrett, you're sort of our Mueller expert. On the Washington Post reporting, do you think Trump's concealment of the records pertaining to his meetings with Putin are of interest to Robert Mueller?
Absolutely. But I think the bigger thing, as Ellie is saying here, is the pattern. And again, you even look at the interview that the president did last night. You know, if I was being accused of being a Russian agent, I would be much more annoyed about being accused of being a Russian agent than I would be the investigation itself. That's not what we're seeing from the president. You know, it would be easy for him to come out and deny this. What we have to, you know, almost assume at this point is that the president and his campaign were compromised by Russia in some meaningful way.
Not the right time. Okay, presidential.
So help me God. Thank you and good night.
Rudy Giuliani.
Donald Trump hoped he had to find somebody who would. Sheriff Chet Ferro was the gun law intelper, and Judge Clement was the book law.
Are you here about Trump? Few of you will be able to believe. A message of great importance. A message I alone was able to read in the fires of the universe. But be not afraid, my friends. I also bring you the means with which to save yourselves.
That's the evidence that we're seeing, sort of pattern after pattern, both from the staff and the president's own actions. You know, this is a president who in many ways has gone out of his way to continue to be soft on Russia and Vladimir Putin, to continue to be complimentary to Vladimir Putin, you know, up to and including that astounding Helsinki summit, which was the subject of part of that Washington Post report, where the president met privately with Putin and then basically came out on the stage with Vladimir Putin and complimented Putin and questioned the American intelligence community.
Garrett, do you know Congress tried to question that interpreter?
Well, I think that's not, that's a very complicated answer.
When our president triumphantly ascends the stairs of Air Force One with toilet paper on his shoe.
Bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker. And there are some executive privilege concerns. questions are being raised about his behavior with Russia vis-a-vis Vladimir Putin, and is still going out of his way to have these incredibly odd one-on-one, no staff conversations with the leader of Russia.
He's got
You do remember your business partner, don't you?
President Putin.
Good. Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. Did you have it?
1,000 hamburgers.
Hamburgers! The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast. What kind of hamburger?
We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Burger King, All-America Companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's.
I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're the best in history.
You mind if I try one of yours?
No.
This is a tasty burger. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France.
I want the American people to know that this is a real crisis at our border.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. You, flock of seagulls. Know why we're here?
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you? Because we have a shutdown. Or do we give you some little quick salads?
You were saying?
And I said, you guys aren't into salads.
That hit the spot.
Expect you to believe, but the rest of you,
those who want to be alive tomorrow morning,
I will tell you tonight. Remember that. Bring your friends here. I'll tell you tonight so that you will be able to prepare.
What are you selling, Mr. Snake Oil?
The world will come to a flaming end at midnight tonight. Without my help and knowledge, every one of you will be dead.
You ought to keep riding, mister.
Why? Just order, that's all. Comes midnight tonight, this whole town's gonna be dust. Nothing but rocks and dust. Go ahead and laugh. Everybody else is. Everybody. Riding through.
Mm-hmm. Law?
Yeah. Tell me something. What's going on in this town anyway? Did your mayor die or what?
World's coming to an end.
How's that?
Midnight tonight, the whole caboodle's gonna burn up.
Oh. Where'd you get that?
Fellow back there.
With the one with the hat on?
Mm-mm. Other one.
He says the world is gonna come to an end?
Midnight tonight.
Where is he from?
Drove in this morning. Wagon out front.
Mm-hmm. Got a name?
Trump.
I bet it fits. Everybody in town know him?
Mm-mm.
But they're all willing to believe what he said.
Well, they're not gonna stop up their ears. He's supposed to give us the whole story tonight.
What kind of hamburger?
We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box.
Burger King, All American.
Motherfucker. We're not going to store them. Motherfucker. I'm on the motherfucker.
Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's.
You're clothes, motherfucker. Sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I never know because I wouldn't eat the filthy motherfucker.
Yeah, they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're the best in history.
Motherfucker.
Racist motherfucker.
You
mind if I try one of
you? No.
This is a tasty burger. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France.
I want the American people to know that this is a real crisis at our border.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Actually a child with a particularly poor attention span, we've already learned many times that Donald Trump is watching TV all the time, but there's now a report out that Donald Trump once just walked out of a meeting with Paul Ryan to go watch television in his private dining room. This is back when Republican Congressman Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House, and he went to the Oval Office and he was explaining to Donald Trump what the Republican health care bill proposal had in it. And Trump, according to a former White House communications, deputy communications director, Paul Ryan went on for about 15 minutes. And this is according to Cliff Sims. And Trump sat there sipping on his Diet Cokes and sort of looking around. And eventually Donald Trump just got up and walked out of the room and went to his private dining room and turned on the TV and just started watching television. And Mike Pence was also in the meeting. Mike Pence had to go over and grab Trump and convince him to come back to the Oval Office to finish his meeting with Paul Ryan.
What do they have? They have Wilbur Ross saying he doesn't understand why. When he was asked about people going into food lines and pantries and the rest, he says he doesn't understand why they have to do that. I don't know, is this the let them eat cake kind of attitude, or call your father for money, or this is character building for you, it's all going to end up very well, just as long as you don't get your paychecks. I don't quite understand why, as hundreds of thousands of men and women are about to miss a second paycheck.
Understand why federal workers need help getting food. Can you understand?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard the statement, but I do understand, and perhaps you should have said it differently.
I'm bringing you the State of the Union as seen by our fellow Americans. We'll bring you that and the Let Them Eat Wall message they're getting from the president and members of his administration.
There are reasons why they shouldn't be able to get a loan against it.
That's the Commerce Secretary. Just to make it clear, you're working, I'm not paying you, and there's no telling when I will, so you should go to a bank or a credit union and persuade them to lend you money, and then you should pay interest on that money. Unless, of course, you're a contractor and you're not going to get paid back for lost time. Oh, and by the way, Secretary Ross's department, they have a credit union, which is offering emergency loans up to $5,000 at the undiscounted rate of nearly 9%. He later clarified how much he cares by telling Bloomberg News, and I quote, "We're aware, painfully aware, that there are hardships inflicted on the individual workers." Now, according to the TSA, salary for screeners can range from $23,000 to $35,000, which means that at $700 million net worth, Wilbur Ross has enough money to live on a screener's top salary for about 20,000 years.
Big boy inside voice.
To tell you why Chris Cuomo looks so incredulous right there, the president has repeatedly, if not incessantly at times, claimed that there was no collusion, not just by him, but by anyone on his campaign.
From what? From taking a town. Can you prove that that's what he has in mind? It's obvious. But can you prove it? In order to arrest him, the sheriff has to have a charge. And Trump hasn't given him a thing to go on. Well, there's got to be some way to stop him. Well, if there is, I don't know it. It's a funny thing. Sir? When we were kids, we were all afraid of the dark. And we grew up, we weren't afraid anymore. But it's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.
Penetrate.
motherfucker, motherfucker, motherfucker,
motherfucker,
motherfucker,
motherfucker,
motherfucker, motherfucker,
give me a motherfucking hug,
motherfucker,
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 motherfucker, fine, motherfucker,
motherfucker,
motherfucker, motherfucker, you know all them motherfuckers is crooked as a barrel of snakes,
motherfucker,
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 hung up on me, motherfucker,
motherfucker,
motherfucking, motherfucking,
freeze, motherfucker,
no, motherfucker,
look at me when I'm talking.
I'm still alive, motherfucker!
Motherfucker, motherfucker!
Still motherfucking cracker, you know that, right?
Where's my motherfucking chemist?
Rest in peace.
You ask, how do you build that wall? You ask, and I'm here to tell
you. Motherfucker.
Taste the motherfucking rainbow!
Motherfucker.
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 You better leave, brother.
Kiss my ass, brotherfucker.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Motherfucker.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Furious, the Furious George Show. We are rocking out here Thursday nights as we do as part of the Furious George Experience on WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carborough 103.5. I am also just want to let y'all know this show may be offensive to some members. We're gonna keep going here late in the late night, downtown Carborough, blasting out into Chapel Hill, Chatham County, Durham Counties, Orange Counties, all over the place. If you want to help out the radio, go to WCOMLPFM.org. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We are rocking out. We're going to keep having too much fun with this weird synchronicity, ironic thing with this crazy 1958 show about the end of the world. You can learn all about that and all the other fun stuff. But, Furious cheat up. Thanks.
You have a very suspicious mind, sir. All right, Sheriff. How long are you going to put up with this?
What do you mean?
How long are you going to let this con man walk around town?
Be careful, son. I can sue you.
How about it, Sheriff? When are you going to put the lid on?
What for?
Well, stealing is stealing, whether you do it with a gun or a mouthful of mealy words.
I don't intend to sit here and be insulted, Sheriff. If your people don't want my help, I can go elsewhere.
Wait a minute, Mr. Trump. You don't talk for the rest of us.
Can you prove he's wrong?
Well, no, not right now, but if you give me some time...
Well, that's something we don't have very much of.
According to him.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Right now, it's a lot safer to go his way than it is yours.
Well, how did you get to be Sheriff?
Look, this is not a suggestion. It's an order. Move on.
What Trump's pitch was going to be. He was sure of one thing. It was going to cost the people of Talpa.
He's got despotic tendencies. He's got despotic tendencies.